friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom leaves note promising her baby will be okay in the car while she shops at Target. Written by Adam Staten, read by Adam Staten. One mother's note, which she left on her vehicle, likely had some shoppers at a Target momentarily in a state of distress. But upon closer look, it probably had them rolling with laughter. A child is a precious gift from God. Children depend on someone else to provide them with food, safety, and shelter. Children basically require around-the-clock care and attention, including when parents run into Walmart, Target, or the grocery store to grab a few things. Like children, laughter and finding humor in different situations also make life richer, fuller, and much more enjoyable. Who doesn't like to laugh? One woman in a video posted to Instagram posted a note on her vehicle about her running into Target for a few seconds and how she was leaving her baby in the car while doing so. My baby is okay. He has his snacks and his drink. I'm in Target. Be back soon. The note taped to the vehicle's driver's side window reads. However, thankfully and hilariously, this is not a note from a negligent mother who had left an infant in the car to fend for itself. No, instead, as the video continues, we see it's actually the woman's husband sitting in the vehicle. He silently holds a drink and munches on white cheddar popcorn while peering out the window. For those who may have been worried about her husband after being left in a vehicle alone, she provided a hilarious update on his condition. She wrote, "Please no judgment, he is safe and well. Thankfully, her husband is doing okay." The video is a terrific and laugh-out-loud example of using our fears and expectations against us. On her Instagram, the woman, Bonnie Engel, has posted several other hilarious videos, some of which do include her husband. A glad heart makes a healthy body, but a crushed spirit makes the bones dry. Proverbs 17:22. Photographer in the right place captures terrifying moment in iconic Kiss of Life lineman photo. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam State. Rocco Morbido, a photographer, was in the right place to capture the terrifying moment of the iconic Kiss of Life lineman photo. And the story behind this cherished image is truly inspiring. In 1967, it was a hot July day in Florida when J.D. Thompson and Randy and Champion were doing routine work on the power lines. The hum of air conditioners could be heard in the background as they climbed the power poles. JD was working about 400 feet away from his co-worker Randall when everything went wrong. JD recalled, "He got a hold of the hot wire with his four fingers." Thompson recalled, "And the electrical current came out of his, I think it was the left foot, and it blew a hole where it came out of his foot." The amount of electricity that went through Randall's body was more than what is used for the electric car. JD rushed over to his partner and immediately began providing CPR on Randall. His lifeless body hung upside down from the pole, but JD knew every second counted and he didn't have time to haul Randall to the ground. "I was putting air in him as hard as I could go," he said, "and also trying to reach around him and hit him in the chest, and all at once he came to." At that moment, Rocco Morbido was in the area due to a strike by the Florida East Coast Railroad. Rocco captured the moment when JD provided the famous Kiss of Life. JD doesn't feel like a hero. He only did what was necessary for his friend. No matter how JD sees it, he gave his friend additional decades of life before Randall passed away at 63. It was an incredible moment, forever captured in a black and white photo. We praise God for surrounding both men with his presence and healing power. We can trust God that all the days of our lives are in his book of life, and we won't perish before our time. "If you have delivered my soul from death, indeed my feet from stumbling, so that I may walk before God in the light of the living." Psalm 56:13.
Thank Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.